So the purpose of nonviolent communication is to connect with other people in a way that enables giving to take place, compassionate giving, giving that comes from the heart willingly, where we are giving service to ourselves and others, not out of duty, obligation, not out of fear of punishment, hope for a reward, not out of guilt or shame, but for what I consider is our nature to enjoy giving to one another. That's the purpose of nonviolent communication, to help us connect with one another in a way that our nature is allowed to come forward in how we serve one another. With some people that I describe that to, and I say that I think it's our nature to enjoy giving, they wonder, I'm sure, whether I'm a little bit naive and I'm aware of all the violence in the world. How can you think that it's our nature to enjoy compassionate giving with what's happening in the world? I see the violence. I work in places like Rwanda, Israel, Palestine, Sri Lanka, so I'm well aware of all the violence in the world. But I don't think that's our nature. In every place that I work, I ask people the following. I say, think of something you've done within the last 24 hours that in some way has contributed to making life more wonderful for somebody. And when I ask them to do that, I then say, now, how do you feel when you are aware of how that act contributed to making life more wonderful for somebody? And everybody's smile on their face, you see. When we are aware of the power we have to enrich life, how good it feels to serve life, it feels good. And then I ask people, can anybody think of anything that's more fulfilling in life than to use our efforts this way? And I've asked that question all over our planet. And everyone seems in agreement. There's nothing that is better, nothing that feels better, nothing more enjoyable than using our efforts in the service of life, contributing to one another's well-being. Well, if that is so, then how come the violence? Well, I believe that the violence comes because of how we were educated, not because of our nature. I think we have been educated, according to the theologian Walter Wink, for about 8,000 years in a way that makes violence enjoyable, that gets us disconnected from our compassionate nature. And why were we educated this way? That's a long story, and I won't go into it, except to say that it started with some myths that started to develop a long time ago about human nature, that humans were basically evil, selfish, and that the good life is heroic forces crushing evil forces. So we've been living under this destructive mythology for a long time, and that destructive mythology requires a certain language. It requires a language that dehumanizes people, turns them into objects. So we have learned to think in terms of moralistic judgments of one another. So we have words in our consciousness like right, wrong, good, bad, selfish, unselfish, terrorists, freedom fighters. And connected to these words is the concept of justice based on deserve, that if you are one of these bad things, you deserve to be punished. If you do the good things, then you deserve to be rewarded. So unfortunately, for about 8,000 years, we have been subjected to that consciousness, and I think that that's the core of violence on our planet, this faulty education. So the process I'll be sharing with you, nonviolent communication, is an integration of thought, language, and communication that I think brings us closer to our nature, that helps us to connect with one another, so that we come back to what is really the fun way to live, which is contributing to one another's well-being. And I'll be showing you how to apply this process within ourselves. I'll show you how it applies in our relationships with others and in social change efforts. And I'll be making this interactive, so I'll be asking you to do some things as we go along, so that you can be applying it as I talk about it.